Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Part two. Part one's on the feed. If you haven't heard it, start there. If you have, then I'll get out of the way and you can have a listen to this wonderful chat that I'm doing all about fitness with Matt Boyles. Okay, here it is.
I was guilty as well of having a feed that maybe wasn't as supportive of me and who I am and what I wanted to achieve as I could be. Found my people. That's a big one. Finding people who get you, your tribe, just allows you to connect and hear other perspectives and put like hear from other people and things you hadn't thought of and look at life differently. That's really lovely. And obviously they become your cheerleaders too. I prioritize myself. So many people as well struggle with that, thinking that it's selfish, but actually it's the most important thing we can do, because if we're the healthier, stronger, happier, fitter, more confident we are, the more we can be there for the people in our life, the more we can show up and be strong for them when it's needed. I found more things to do with my body. Steady on. Runs with friends, events, saying yes to going dancing till 5 a.m, random workout classes, trying new equipment. Like, but it's all just proof that what we have here is an amazing machine, and it will allow us to just have fun. Have fun in life. And then there was some more, and I can't find the others. They're in the comments. Does that help?
It's brilliant. It's really brilliant. And salutary reminder, all of it. You know, like, because changing what's on your Instagram feed, for example, here's my top tip. Well, not top tip, but like hack. So I always go through the explore page and just click on amazing men with amazing bodies and do not interested, not interested, not interested. But it's a two-step thing, because 2 days later they'll be back. And do you know why? This is my theory. I think I've read it somewhere. If you chance upon any photo of anyone with a hot body, and if you stop on it, or if you zoom in on it, both of which I do, then it remembers that and it puts it back in your explore page.
It so you sees have all.
To, you actually have to not look at it. Because yes. Well, let's have a look at my explore page. Someone was horrified that I did this the other day. We were at dinner. They were like, I cannot believe you're showing people your explore page. And I was like, yeah. Okay, so my explore page is secrets of couples who don't break up. There's a lot of like therapy shit in here. This post will be your idea bank. Unfuck yourself. How to be unfuckwithable. Set these three goals. Because I love like a bit of 7 Japanese techniques to stop overthinking. I love anxiety stuff. Then there's some pictures of Paul Mescal. Then there's a picture of a comedian whose name is Joe Santago, who I really fancy. But he's got no top off. Which is good. Everyone's got clothes on.
Good.
I'm thrilled to report, because I had a recent cull. But yeah, it's bad, because it's a wormhole in your head. Like, it does worm its way into your head. Oh, there's Jonathan Bailey with the top off. Damn, we were so good. We're doing so well. But that was, you know, 10 scrolls down.
Can I challenge you?
Please.
One thing. You said, when I look at guys with hot bodies...
Yeah.
Do we need to change that language? Are they hot, or they've just been to the gym a lot?
We absolutely need to change that language. We need to say roidy. No, I'm joking.
Roidy McRoid face.
Yeah, but it's true, isn't it? It's like it's that insidious belief.
Yeah, that someone who's worked out is hot. No, hot is everything. Like, hot's everywhere if you look for it.
I love that. Thank you. And also, I found... So I do exercise a lot, although I haven't for the past 2 weeks, but whatever. I love the effects that it has on my mental health. Like, I have to do it. Like, because I did exactly like you. I completely sat out of any of that stuff at school. Yeah. I hid from it and then discovered smoking and drinking. And I was like, oh, well, that's quite fun. And I was also like very skinny all the time. I could kind of eat whatever I wanted. It didn't really matter because I just was one of those people who had one of those body types, you know? So then when I was like 26, no, I must have been 25, 24, I got a personal trainer called Haley, who was lovely. And she took me for a run around the park and was basically like, you're so unfit. And I think I nearly vomited. And we literally ran round London Fields once. I don't think I ever made it round. And she was looking at me like, dude, because I was just a party boy because I wasn't very happy, you know? Mm. And then I've always done exercise on and off, depending like whether I've had time and all that stuff, which obviously I know you technically always have time, but sometimes you don't feel like you do. Yeah. But what I've found is like, I don't know if you can relate to this, but this is something that I find that I haven't really had spoken about, but I know I feel a lot. There can be a sense of body horror almost in occupying your body in an exercise sense, and it becoming, when it changes through exercise, a bit more masculine, like quote unquote masculine, by the way, not masculine, and feeling like that isn't you or not something you deserve or like something that brings up bad memories of other people's behavior towards you. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if you've ever had that with clients.
Yeah, I haven't. I've come across it in clients a lot. And it is that dichotomy of, oh, well, I'm seeing changes and I thought I wanted them and then now things are happening. It makes me, reminds me of the people who bullied me, for example. Like, that's the extreme example, but that sort of sums it up in the two conflicting, what's it called? Cognitive dissonance, that you can't want two conflicting things, and they get to a point and they're paralyzed with, just not, or they find ways to self-sabotage.
Also, it's like, I know this isn't true, but on a deep-seated, maybe it's my inner child believes it, it makes me more of a man. I know it doesn't, but there's the perception that makes you more of a man. And I had been told very aggressively from a very young age that I was not a man or not a real man, you know? And so it's like, it's quite like roiling weirdness that I imagine, you know, is just another hurdle to jump.
Yeah. On a side note, you should write a book called Roiling Weirdness, because it's an amazing phrase.
Yeah, maybe that could be the name of my gym. We'll open a gym and it'll be called Roiling Weirdness. And but also it's just, there's a sadness. Oh God, Happy New Year, everybody. But there is a sadness I find having discovered exercise and discovering how amazing it makes you feel. I'm not talking about the visual side of it. How amazing it makes you feel about just your optimism goes up. Like there's a sadness that it took me so long to find it. I don't know if you feel like that.
No, I've never thought about if I am sad that I got to exercise late, but I explicitly have never talked about appearance as a reason to change in any of my content or marketing. And some clients will come to me and say, I want to change X, Y, Z of my body. And I'm not here to question that, because that's what's got them started. But what I'll do along the way is encourage them to appreciate all the trillions of other ways, as you said, that they're benefiting and actually feeling better about themselves. And if that alone can be enough. So if something like, oh, I don't like my body, or I want to change this or build that or get it bigger or smaller, it gets you out the door, I'll take it. But I'm going to make sure that on this lovely journey, you're going to, A, enjoy it more. Because actually, those negative things about our body aren't sustainable reasons to change. Mm. That's so often why people start and stop, because they're only doing it for negative reasons, which then end up feeling like a chore, more self-hatred sometimes. And it just becomes this cycle of, oh, I don't like it. Change that. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, why forcing myself? But the more you can help someone enjoy the journey and appreciate, or like I've listed lots of them before already, but all these different things that we benefit in surprising ways, the more it becomes a sustainable thing that people just enjoy and want to do, because it becomes a joyous part of their life as opposed to a chore that they're whipping themselves with.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, and then, which I love as an idea, is it wrong...
Whipping yourself.
Is it wrong that I... always enjoy the results, but I don't think I've ever fully involved. I've fully enjoyed an exercise session. And
It's not wrong. It's absolutely not wrong. I would say we're all built differently. Our hormones and how we respond to things are all different.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't found what you love doing yet.
Well, yeah. So I could just enjoy it. Because I'm always like, oh, this is horrendous, but I feel great afterwards, you know. Mm. And it's like, do you think there's something out there I could just enjoy?
The world's a big place. I don't know what you've tried. Aerial goat yoga, maybe. What's next?
I would like to do. Do you know? I would love to try more gymnastics because I think that would be really fun. But it's just, you know, it's harder to come by, isn't it?
It is. But that literally, as you just said, the F word is key. If something's fun, we make time for it. Yeah. If it feels like a chore or something we're having to crowbar into our life, of course it's going to slip down our list of priorities. And if that's exercise, then there goes the exercise.
Yes. And question for you. Tell us some... how does LGBTQ plus training differ from programs that straight people might follow? Are there different?
So, well, they physically, they don't. Most of the time. There are obviously some adaptations and understanding for the trans men that I work with. But... and this is what so many people struggle with, why I do what I do. Of course, a body's a body, and everyone's body responds to the laws of thermodynamics, i.e. about food, and if you eat more, you're going to gain weight without exercising. If you eat a bit less, you probably lose it as well if you do it in a nice, controlled, steady way. What Fit and Confident You does is give people a safe space, permission, support, and empathy, kindness, inclusion, other adjectives, to make them feel that they can, that they haven't left it too late, because ageism, obviously, in our community is rife. Mm. But I'm just as a side note, I've got guys coming to me, 27, 28, going, oh, God, I've left it too late. Is it possible to do anything now? And I'm like, oh, where's this come from? This is really sad. I promise, anytime you start, something will positive, good will happen. As I said, it's that lived experience of knowing that I remember what it was like to feel terrified in a gym. It's that permission to mess it up, for it not to go perfectly, and then not have someone laugh at you. Again, that flashback to school of messing it up and people laughing at you and feeling ashamed. Mm. There's no space and time for guilt or shame in 2024 in the Fit and Confident universe. I love a pun.
Amazing. So what about any good stories from your clients?
Well, good stories of people benefiting in amazing ways, like... unexpected ways. The confidence to ask for a pay rise and getting it a few months into starting something like this, because they feel better about themselves. Because even from a practical note, maybe they're sleeping better. And when you sleep better, you have more energy. You feel you have less anxiety. Simple thing, positive effects like that. And then maybe like you have a better relationship with your partner, and that ripples through to other people in your life. That is the beauty of connecting it all and doing it for nice, kind, fun reasons, as opposed to the whipping reasons.
Yes. And then when we're starting, I said, Matt trains GBTQ plus. We are obviously an LGBTQ plus podcast. What made you drop the L?
So I'm going to have to use an awful cliche, but I am going to start with it. And some of my best friends are lesbians. So it's not about any erasure or anything like that. I love all, I want to put my arms around all of our community, gay girls, trans women, everyone, queer girls, whatever. The point is, that's not who I am. I don't have a female body. I don't have any lived experience of that. And on a practical note, I know I said the training obviously is similar for everyone. Things like menstruation do have an impact on how bodies respond to training, fat loss, things like that. And I've never studied that. Primarily because I believe, well, not believe, I know there are some amazing lesbian and gay girl trainers out there who just, again, have that lived experience. And I am, so I'm a gay man with a male body. That's the life I've lived. Bi men, there's a huge crossover with me. Trans men living, a lot of them gay, but a lot of them just, even just the male experience. So that's why that all connects. And obviously queer men as well, however they choose to identify. So that in those four letters, GBTQ, I'm in a part of all of that. And there's a connection. Lesbians, again, connection because I like people and I love getting on with people. But I just believe, well, not believe, I know there are some trainers who will get them to their physical goals and their support goals quicker.
Mm. Great. So any good trainers for lesbians you can think of? So this is a broad and rounded discussion for all our lesbian listeners who are thinking, who can I follow on Instagram or even look up in real life?
So I work with an amazing woman called Grace, who's in Northern Ireland, and she's Your Coach Grace. And she is a out and proud, amazing lesbian trainer.
Brilliant.
And she has her own gym and facility in Northern Ireland as well. And so if you can get over there, give her a visit. And that's a female only space as well, which is so important too. And she's just clever and lovely and kind, and I adore her.
And that sounds brilliant. I'm going to follow her as well. Any any trans fitness figures you'd recommend us checking out?
Absolutely. I will collate some brilliant ones and pop them over to you.
Okay, and then we'll put it in the show notes so everyone can have a look and, you know, start leaping up and down. So if I want to do something today, I've not been doing anything and I'm feeling January blues, what could I do to start my fitness journey?
I would very simply go for a 10, 20 minute walk to start. And when you're home, do some simple bodyweight moves. Some push-ups and some squats would absolutely transform how you're feeling about yourself. Push-ups, and I don't have a problem with this, but I encourage people to start on their knees because it allows people to do them comfortably and not feel like they can't do them and like start on the back foot if they do them on their toes and they can't do any or do one and feel a bit crappy. Start with your push-ups on your knees, do five, rest, and you've done five push-ups. How cool is that? You've exercised and stimulated muscle growth in your upper body. Do some squats. Do them to a chair as well, so you haven't got any danger or you're not feeling unsafe while doing them. Do five, take a pause. But people really underestimate the power of little bits of exercise, which actually is why I like recommending to people, if they're not comfortable in the gym, start with home workouts, because you could do 10, 15 minutes before work and actually zhuzh yourself up to feel great for the day, as opposed to having a commute, having to get changed. Oh, I forgot my underwear. Oh, that is someone waiting to use the lap machine while I'm on it. Oh, the equipment's not clean. Oh, the showers are dirty. Like, find a little space in your home, grab a pair of dumbbells, or even start with bodyweight workouts, and you will absolutely start to transform how you feel from the inside out pretty darn quickly.
People, go have a look at FitterU Global on Instagram, if you're on Instagram. Matt's sharing lots of really interesting things there every day. I'm a follower. People, write in and tell us about your feelings about this episode, feelings about fitness, what's been good for you, what's not been good for you. Let's have a whole chat about body positivity. Hello at homosapienspodcast.com, at homosapiens on Instagram. TikTok, follow us. Message us on TikTok. I'm sure you can do that. I'm sure that's possible. Thanks very much for listening. I am going to go for a walk today. That's what I'm going to do.
Spirit Studios.